From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will not expel U.S. diplomats in response to sanctions imposed Thursday by Barack Obama. The sanctions were imposed against Russian intelligence agencies in November's U.S. national election. In a statement released by the Kremlin, Putin said, "We will not create problems for American diplomats. We will not expel anyone." Obama imposed sanctions on two intelligence agencies, expelled 35 Russian agents, and closed two Russian compounds inside the United States. At the United Nations, Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin said the Russian compounds in New York and Maryland were vacation homes for diplomatic families.
They know full well that those two facilities, which they mentioned in their notes, they're vacation facilities for our kids. And this is Christmas time. This is a vacation time for our schools from the 1st of January to the 10th of January. This is the time when the kids go to those two facilities.
President-elect Donald Trump said on Twitter, "A great move on delay by V. Putin. I always knew he was very smart." A nationwide ceasefire appeared to be largely holding Friday across most of Syria, but clashes near Damascus and Syrian government airstrikes against rebels in northern Hama province underscored the tenuous nature of the peace effort. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported Syrian government warplanes carried out at least 16 airstrikes against rebels in northern Hama province. Observatory head Rami Abdelrahman said it was unclear who started the clashes. Fatah al-Sham Front, previously known as al-Nusra, is a former al-Qaeda affiliate the Syrian government said was excluded from the truce. This is VOA. Iraqis in Mosul faced car bombs and airstrikes Friday on the second day of a renewed push to retake the city following 2 weeks of relative calm. Multiple explosions were reported in different parts of the city, but no official figure on casualties has yet been made public. An officer in the Federal Police Force told the Reuters news agency Iraqi forces had also successfully disabled a number of bombs. The U.S.-led coalition admitted Thursday it may have killed civilians in an airstrike targeting a van full of Islamic State fighters in what was later determined to be a hospital compound parking lot. Residents of the Al-Sama neighborhood on the outskirts of Mosul were seen fleeing toward camps for internally displaced persons or other safe locations Friday as fighting throughout the city intensified. Major cities around the world are focusing on security while anticipating big crowds at New Year's celebrations to ring in 2017. Added security is in place in many cities because of the threat of terrorism in the wake of attacks this year in Nice, France, and Berlin, Germany. The German capital has added concrete barriers and armored cars near the traditional Brandenburg Gate celebration venue. Paris canceled fireworks at the Eiffel Tower, but a display will be staged along the Champs-Élysées, which has been fortified by armed soldiers and traffic barriers. French Interior Minister Bruno Le Roux says extra security has been added for the celebrations. He said the fact that schools are closed for the holidays has allowed us to redeploy the forces dispatched outside these schools toward train stations, airports, and outside tourist attractions. In central London, armed police will be deployed on board underground trains for the first time. New York City officials have positioned dozens of dump trucks weighed down with loads of sand in the Times Square area to act as a protective barrier. More than 1 million revelers are expected to join the countdown to fireworks and confetti to mark the new year. A funeral mass was held for the late Zsa Zsa Gabor in Beverly Hills on Friday. During the mass at the Good Shepherd Catholic Church, Father Ed Benioff told the crowd that Gabor was a Hollywood legend, an icon known for beauty and talent. Gabor died December 18th at age 99. With about an hour left in the trading day, it looks like the Dow Jones Industrial Average will not break the 20,000 barrier this year. Stocks were lower on Wall Street, with the Dow falling 0.3%. The S&P and the Nasdaq were also down. European markets closed higher. Asian markets were mixed. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.